Last week, in a Massachusetts courtroom, Michelle Carter was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the suicide texting trial that drew national attention. Carter urged her boyfriend to kill himself through a series of texts and phone calls. For perspective, we turn to David Gray, professor of law at the University of Maryland, Francis King Carey School of Law. Professor Gray, great to have you with us.
Thank you, Jane, for having me.
So this is a tragic case any way you look at it. Walk us through what happened in the Michelle Carter verdict.
So this is an example of terrible, terrible facts and pretty clear law. So from the evidence that has been published, she, over the course of several weeks, encouraged her then-boyfriend to commit suicide, in some cases discouraging him from seeking help from his parents, telling him that his parents would understand if he committed suicide, and then apparently in the last moments when he had some reservations and stepped out of his vehicle where he was trying to kill himself, ordered him back into the vehicle, and then unfortunately he was successful. And she was charged with involuntary manslaughter, and in most cases where we have a charge that involves a result like murder or manslaughter, the prosecution has to prove that the defendant caused that result. And that presents some challenges in cases of assisted suicide or encouraging suicide, because the last person to act was the person who committed suicide themselves. They were the ones who actually did the deed. And so that makes it difficult for prosecutors to meet that cause requirement, because, as we say, the person who committed suicide broke the causal chain or cut the causal chain by being the last actor. And sort of the paradigm case of that is the prosecution of Dr. Kevorkian in the 1990s assisting suicide. He built machines for his patients so that they could commit suicide, but importantly in those cases, they were the ones who flipped the switches, they were the ones who turned the knobs and actually killed themselves. And so despite the best efforts of prosecutors in Michigan, they were unable to prosecute and convict Mr. Kevorkian for homicide because his patients were the last actor.
And
there's an important exception to that rule under the common law and circumstances where the person who commits suicide had their agency compromised by emotional distress or some kind of mental disorder. So we can't really say that they were a free-willed agent. And in those cases, if somebody else manipulates that vulnerability, manipulates that lack of agency in order to encourage them to commit suicide, then they become the final actor.
Well, reading these texts, you get a picture of two very disturbed young people. Here's the judge on Friday, Judge Lawrence Moniz, saying that Michelle Carter knew she was putting Conrad Roy in danger throughout their text exchange.
When Miss Carter realizes that Mr. Roy has exited the truck, she instructs him to get back into the truck, which she has reason to know is or is becoming a toxic environment inconsistent with human life.
So, David Gray, Michelle Carter's lawyer argued that Carter's text messages amounted to free speech and that she did not commit any crime. And as you know, this has sparked an intense debate about free speech. How do you see it?
It's just not a free speech case. There are all kinds of crimes that can be perpetrated with words, such as fraud. And this is just one of those cases where the tool that was used was words, but they were words that were directed at a demonstrable, vulnerable young man who had a host of mental and emotional problems, some of which had been exploited and magnified by the defendant here, such that she really inserted herself as the acting agent here. She took over his agency and, in an important way, exploited those vulnerabilities, and in the last moment commanded him to get back in the truck, knowing that he was probably, as a consequence of his compromised agency, going to follow her orders.
So
and
even
that
the,
was the theory that on which the judge found her guilty.
So even though the tools of communication here are electronic, the law doesn't change. Is that the bottom line?
That this is precisely. So even though the conversation occurred over text instead of in person or on the telephone, it just doesn't make a difference. This is an example of where the technology doesn't really change the legal question.
Mm. Sentencing is upcoming for Michelle Carter. She was 17 when this happened. She's now 20. She could be sentenced, will be sentenced as an adult. What is a just sentence in this case, would you say, David Gray?
I would hesitate to say, but I think it is worth pointing out that these are pretty egregious facts. So there's some concern from the free speech angle that this might have a chilling effect on speech online and in other circumstances. But I'm not really worried about that because these are pretty extraordinary facts that show a young woman who demonstrated an almost sadistic interest in manipulating a vulnerable young man into killing himself. And that's not usually what happens online. With facts like these, it's going to be up to the judge to determine whether she herself had some issues that were compromising her ability to make mature opinions, or whether what we really have here is an example of a sociopathic woman who was expressing that sociopathy. And one of the critical facts in sentencing, I think, is going to be the series of text messages right before Mr. Roy killed himself and right after, where she shows consciousness of guilt. She shows that she knew she was in trouble. She asked him to delete those text messages and then tells a friend, if the police find those messages, I'm done.
As you say, terrible facts, clear law. This woman facing now at least 20 years in prison. David Gray, law professor at University of Maryland, Francis King Carey School of Law. I appreciate your time today on this difficult topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Listeners, thank you very much this hour. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.